Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 299, Abide and Bear Fruit. I want you to hear these words of Jesus. Really hear them. Let them settle. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. Now notice what Jesus does not say. He doesn't say he points to the vine. He doesn't say he knows the vine or teaches about it. He says, I am the vine, all the sap, all the life, all the strength, flowing from one source alone, and that source is him, not a doctrine. Not a system, a person, Jesus himself, and you are the branch. I need you to feel what that means. A branch doesn't wake up in the morning and decide to produce fruit through sheer willpower. A branch doesn't strain and strive to be fruitful. A branch simply stays connected to the vine and the life flows. That's it. Your identity in Christ is not an achievement you have to hold together with your own two hands. It's a gift. A gift you receive day after day simply by not letting go. So what does abiding look like? Abiding is not a religious performance. It is not the checklist of things you have to do to earn God's approval. Abiding is keeping your heart turned toward Jesus, in prayer, in the Word, in the daily trust you offer him when the morning is still quiet and the day hasn't begun to push back yet. Like a branch that, no matter how hard the wind blows, simply will not release the vine. And when you abide like that, Jesus promises much fruit. Not a little, not barely enough, much fruit. But listen to where that fruit comes from. Not from your striving. It comes from God's grace flowing through you. You don't manufacture the fruit. You bear it because you're connected to the one who is the source of all life. And then Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. I know that line can feel heavy, but I want you to hear it differently today, not as a threat, but as a liberation. You do not have to carry the weight of producing results on your own. You do not have to be enough. Your responsibility is to abide the producing. That is his work. What a relief, my friend. What an enormous relief. So today, before breakfast, do this one thing. Think of something you usually tackle in your own strength. Maybe it's your work. Maybe it's a hard conversation you've been carrying. Maybe it's a task that's been pressing down on you, and hand it to Jesus out loud. Say it with real words. Jesus, this is mine, but today I want it to be yours. Be the strength behind it. Simple, concrete, and exactly what it means to stay on the vine. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.